it basically addresses that, you know, with this flood of internet devices, what we are coining as the Internet of Things, the number of internet devices that that we're really not prepared for the not only the commercial but also in the government interest of the unaddressed security problems that exist right now. And we're seeing, in fact, that PCs aren't the dominant form of computing anymore. And these everything's becoming connected, and there's lots of reasons of why these things are happening. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that consumer electronics, for example. I think it was Howard Stringer said something like 90% of the consumer devices will be internet enabled in the next 18 months. But that's just in the commercial sector. But we're seeing in medical sector as well, in the federal sector, which is what my main focus is in cybersecurity, and I know that you've been writing quite a bit about cybersecurity. So our focus is on securing those internet devices that are web enabled. So anything could be a mobile phone. I think you recently saw some of the breaches that have occurred with iPads and iPhones. As well as Android. So we are working with directly with some government agencies and with systems prime contractors. In the smart grid world, we're working with General Dynamics on a SCADA system to make sure that that's properly encrypted, so there's no attacks that occur in the deployment of some of these smart meters. But we're seeing a whole explosion in complexity that. For a lot of reasons, the volume of these devices are increasing significantly. The diversity of the devices are increasing. We're finding more of these devices are using open source, which has a lot of security flaws in it. But I think there's the rush to get these products to market. I think another couple of contributing factors are that the always-on and wireless connectivity is increasing. As well as the convergence of voice, video, and data. So things are getting complicated, and the software is getting complicated. And if you look at the number of lines of code in automobiles, for example, it's increased significantly, and even the Prius just recently had a problem with Toyota. They go farther as their logo, and they do, because they had a problem stopping. So, our goal here is to ensure that these devices are protected, and in fact, we recently made two pretty significant announcements, actually three. One, we announced a FIPS 140-2 Suite B NSA-certified Android solution, as well as an iPhone and iPad solution that is conforms to the NSA Suite B elliptic curve algorithm. And then we also announced a relationship and an investment from Symantec. So as more of these devices become deployed out in the field, there needs to be an encrypted cloud-based service that can manage these devices. So if somebody loses a iPad, for example, and it's a State Department employee and it has the high-level encryption that we provide, we would be able to provide a service that they would be able to do a remote wipe and wipe all the data that is on the device. So we're moving from protecting not only the devices themselves, but being able to manage those devices from a cloud service. So, we're looking forward to deploying those products in concert with our announcement with Symantec.
Give me a sense, because there's a lot of things out there. Is this certification? Is this crypto? Is this the way to deal with this? Is this going to be the solution that helps our things make sure they're safe?
It is, in fact. We've had several outside certifications. We've even had black hat people try to hack into our code. We went through a certification with government agencies. So we've got a very strong solution. And people are getting crafty about hacking into devices, and some of them are doing it for the joy of doing it, and they believe in some cases. I heard that they believe that the public should know that these vulnerabilities do exist, and that's why they did it. So you get hobbyists, you get hacktivists, you get foreign governments, you got all kinds of people that are hacking into. And in fact, if you look at the number of malware introduced into mobile devices alone from 2005, I think, to 2008, 3,000 new pieces of malware are introduced into the Internet every hour, and the number of attacks have increased 975% and that's reported by mobile operators. And what's not reported, you can imagine, is a lot more.